to maintain any sense of sanity when you're going through a really rough time. Find somebody that you trust, that you can talk to, somebody who can understand what you're going through. They're the ones that are going to be able to bounce back some really good ideas.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to yet another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner at McCorkle Casting in New York City, and today's episode we're calling Advocating for the Advocate. And, yeah, it took me a long, long time to come up with that one. But anyway, I thought today would be a really great time to chat with you a little bit about the idea of what it is to have an advocate in your life, especially for an acting career. And I really appreciate you tuning in. This is that point in the podcast where I say thank you, thank you, thank you. The numbers continue to grow exponentially, and I couldn't be more thrilled. And all I ask is that you perhaps let me know that you're listening by sending me an email or a voice message, if you like, by going to castingactorscast.com. And there you're going to find a way to send me some messages. Ask any questions that you want. Perhaps there's a question that hasn't been answered in these podcasts that I've been doing, and maybe there's a way I can get an answer to you rather quickly. So please just let me know that you're listening. I really appreciate the feedback. As I've always said, as long as the feedback is there, as long as people are listening, I'm going to continue to do these. I really want to give back. I know how hard the business can be. I was an actor for 20 years. I made a living as an actor. And now that I'm in casting, I can see from my vantage point some situations, some opportunities, and some experiences that I've had that maybe can be of help to you, that I can pass them along and perhaps you can benefit from that experience. At least I hope that's the case. Maybe it's a little grandiose, but you know, whatever. There it is. I just said it. In any case. Thanks for listening. Please go to castingactorscast.com. So advocating for the advocate. Well, here's what I'm advocating. I know how challenging it can be as an actor to go through the daily ins and outs, knowing that you want to be an actor, knowing that you're perhaps taking classes, perhaps you are sending out pictures and resumes, perhaps you're submitting yourself online for auditions and opportunities. But sometimes it feels really challenging. Sometimes you can feel like you're alone. You're feeling isolated. And I understand that feeling. That certainly was my story. I didn't necessarily want to share all of the hardships that I was going through and the emotional roller coaster ride that I was experiencing as an actor. I know how hard that is. And now that I'm in casting, I can say with confidence that I wish I had had someone in my corner. And so the concept I'm presenting today is what we're calling an advocate. We're going to go right through the list, who, what, why, where, and when, because that's kind of the easiest way to lay out the concept and see if this is something that fits. Now, the worst that can happen is that you give this a try and it doesn't work out. You really haven't wasted any time, and perhaps you might find that there's something of value that you can gain from the experience of going through trying to find an advocate. So let's talk, first of all, who is an advocate? You could go through a checklist of people who you think could be a good advocate for you, but in general terms, an advocate is somebody that you would think of as a sponsor, a buddy, a friend, maybe a benefactor. Now, I know benefactor is sort of an old-fashioned term. I know a benefactor as it relates to, let's say, Mozart, right, is that you become somebody who gets paid to do the art. I don't really think there are a lot of benefactors out there, but who knows? Maybe there are some. Maybe you might want to think about an advocate as a peer, somebody in your similar situation. It doesn't matter who it is particularly. Except that the deal about who you find to be an advocate is somebody that can be of help to you. In other words, you have some specific issues that you want some help in. And by looking out for somebody who can give you some feedback, who you can bounce some ideas off of regarding what it is to be an actor, perhaps the challenges of an acting career. By the same token, you can be an advocate for that person by perhaps offering some advice. Maybe you have an experience that this other person might not have, and you can be an advocate for this other person. So it's a mutually agreeable relationship. And the goal of the relationship is literally to support each other and to bounce ideas off of each other and to share your similar experiences in the hope that by sharing the experiences, you're going to feel better about the goals you set for yourself. Because after all, it's all about goal setting. For example, if you're interested in looking for an agent, let's say you've arrived to New York or Los Angeles and it's really important to you that you have an agent right away. So maybe you can have an advocate who is there to guide you through and perhaps even challenge you a little bit about those things that can help advance that goal. And that person knows a little bit about what it is to get an agent. Maybe you have somebody who already has an agent, and maybe they can be the right kind of focus and pressure on you. And I use the word pressure lightly. I don't mean that this should be a taskmaster, you know, somebody who is like cracking the whip. Did you get those postcards out there to your agents yet? You know, not that kind of a person, but somebody to help shape and guide your goal setting so that you have a structure by which you can pursue those goals that you both set up for each other. It's a two-way street. That's the best advocate. So that's who it is. It can be, again, it could be somebody from school. It can be somebody that you meet at an audition and maybe strike up a friendship with. It could be somebody in the business. Maybe there's somebody who's maybe achieved a level of success and is willing to work with you. And by the same token, you can offer something to them, some kind of support that they might need. Who is going to be your advocate is really your choice. Make a list of four or five things that you're really looking for, writing it down. And I think if you keep that in the front of your mind, I promise you, an advocate is going to appear right in front of you just because you've put that energy out there. So that's the who. Who is going to be your advocate? Now, let's talk about what. Here's what they do. Important rules for you to both mutually agree on. You should establish a set criteria for meeting. That means that you're going to meet, let's say, as an example, once a week, every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30. If that's a convenient time for you both, you decide that once a week is going to be a good time. And during that particular time, you're going to discuss those goal settings, check in with your advocate in terms of how have you progressed with those goals that you've set. What have you done to achieve those goals? I'm saying that there's just something really, really cool about knowing that you're going to be having a meeting with somebody in a similar situation that can really help you as you continue to work on finding the right kind of career for yourself in this business. Who they are, what they do is really dependent upon what your issues are. So that does mean that you have to set some goals up for yourself a little bit early. You have to kind of decide what your needs are first, and then the what part of it will help you because you can say, gosh, I need somebody who can help me stay focused on finding an agent or somebody who can challenge me about the kinds of classes that I might be considering or that I should be taking. How am I getting myself out there to meet people in the industry to help further my career? And do I need an advocate? And what can an advocate do to help me achieve that? That's what the goal setting is all about, is that you decide what your needs are. Then you find somebody who's in a similar situation, who may have different needs, but similar because it's all in the business. And that's exactly how you get established. Now, I also firmly believe that having a structure in terms of when you meet should be a regularly scheduled event. Now, it doesn't have to be once a week. That's just kind of a, I just threw that out as a suggestion. But understand that it could be once every 2 weeks. It could be twice a month, which is kind of the same thing, I guess. But you understand my point. As long as that you can set up a regularly scheduled meeting time, there's something about that structure that I think you'll find of great benefit. So that's the what. We've discussed the who. We've discussed the what. Now, why? Here's the thing that I've discovered, and I've discovered for, quite a few years now, and that is when you can share your experience, your ups, your downs, your strengths, your weaknesses, those areas that you know you can improve on with somebody who has the same kind of sensibilities, somebody who may be having the similar experience or somebody who has not had that exact same experience, but somebody who's been there and has achieved some kind of goal setting for themselves and therefore is interested in helping you. There's honestly, and I don't want to sound too weird about this, but there's honestly a magical kind of connection that can be made that helps you to feel better about who you are and what you're doing. It is so important to not be isolated in the day in and day out that can sometimes be really, really hard and really, really frustrating. So that's the reason why you want to have one, is that mutual support. I'm not suggesting that this become a therapy session. I know it might sound like that's where I'm headed with this, but I'm not. But I am suggesting that it's somebody that you trust and you can really put some energy into the relationship because it's mutually satisfying. There's something mutually agreeable about having this kind of a meeting with each other. And guess what? If that doesn't work out, you can always say, it's been great, and I think it's time for us to move on, and then you can find somebody else if you need to. But you have to think about this. I really suggest you give this a shot. It would have saved me just a lot of time and effort and spared me a lot of mistakes that I made had I taken advantage of that. And then happily I did. Happily I found somebody who was able to be supportive and energized my career, and I could do the same for them. And so that's what made it a substantial impact in who I was as an actor. So now the next question is, where do you find one? I kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, but it could be somebody that you've met at an audition. Maybe it's somebody you went to school with. Where do you find one? Where do you meet people? Perhaps it's a social event. Perhaps it's somebody who goes to your church. Perhaps it's somebody who's maybe a little bit older that you hadn't really thought of. Maybe somebody not even in the same business. But understand, if you're meeting with somebody who's extremely successful and they're going to give you an hour or so of their time to talk about how they achieved their success, you can bet that they're going to have some ideas for you to think about. Having a coach is exactly what I'm talking about. I know the word coach is used frequently, and you know, on that note about where to find them, there are professional acting coaches that are out there, and they're career guidance people. And I have zero experience with professional acting coaches. So I can neither pitch the idea to you, nor can I say this is a bad idea. I would suggest, however, I would personally think it a good idea if you wanted to go the route of finding somebody on your own without having to have a financial commitment or a financial obligation to somebody. In other words, I just don't think it's a cool idea to just begin by starting to pay somebody to help give you feedback on your career. But that's just me. You might feel differently. You might feel that your situation and your personality and, you know, whatever it is might benefit from saying, you know, if I pay somebody, then I'm going to probably be a little more inspired to work hard toward the goals that I set for myself because I'm paying them. I mean, there is some value in that, I guess. But starting out, I'm not necessarily sure I would pay somebody. but I wouldn't close the door completely to the idea. Where else would you find one? Gosh, I mentioned auditions that you might meet. Maybe there's somebody that you meet at a coffee shop. Maybe there's somebody that you bump into at a grocery store. It doesn't really matter. But if they're like-minded, if they have a similar situation, wanting to be an actor, or maybe they're in some other area of the business that can be of help to you, then that would be really, really awesome to kind of grow and develop that relationship. Now, I also know that it's difficult. I know that it's hard to meet people and say, hey, you want to be my advocate? You know, that could kind of be be a very awkward thing, and I'm not suggesting that you approach it that way. Like I said earlier, I think there's something about putting the idea out there that there's got to be somebody in my circle who would be a perfect match for this kind of structured arrangement. So that's where you find them. When should you start looking for this advocate? When is a good time to start doing this? The answer really is there's no time like the present. I mean, after all, I'm assuming that if you're listening to these podcasts, that you're getting some really interesting ideas. Perhaps you're getting some positive reinforcement, because honestly, I still think this is a great time to be an actor. I think it's really hard sometimes for actors to stay positive and have a really open-hearted approach to the work. I know that it's really easy to be cynical. Believe me, I've been there. I get it. So what I'm trying to do by making these suggestions is saying, if you feel like the things aren't going exactly the way that you would like, if you're not really happy with the auditions you've had lately, if you've been thinking about trying to get some representation, or perhaps even getting into a casting office or getting out and meeting other actors, and that's kind of hard for you, honestly, there is no time like the present. Now's the time to do it. After all, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, the worst that could happen is that somebody says, you know, I think you're kind of weird that you need what you're calling an advocate, and I'm just not interested. To which you say, well, I appreciate the honesty, and then you move on until you find it. It's a matter of making it a priority for you that there is a really wonderful way that you can achieve some excellent goal setting by having an advocate in your life. That's what I have to say about that. Advocating for the advocate, I've just done it. I've talked to you about the who's, the what, the why, the where, the when to do it. No time like the present. Listen, if you've had an opportunity to have an advocate, maybe this is something you've already achieved. I would love to hear about your experience. Please do me a huge favor and let me know what your experience is. I think that this can be a really fantastic way that you can find some positive reinforcement and help your career move in the direction that you want it to. After all, you are the CEO of your own company. And so if that's the case, it's up to you to make sure you develop the relationships that are going to move you in the direction you need. I hope that's been helpful for you today. I've had a really great time sharing this with you. Again, please let me know your thoughts going to castingactorscast.com and dropping me a line, an email, or even a voice message. There's a way you can just leave a voice message on the website as well. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to talk to you again. I'm Jeff Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.